Reconstruction at the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris is set to restart next week. Officials closed the site after finding high levels of lead in the church. Environmental, health, and labor groups accuse the government of downplaying the risk of lead contamination for locals and tourists. Jake Siganero reports from Paris.
When the April 15th blaze ripped through Notre-Dame Cathedral's roof and spire, it melted 440 tons of lead, sending up a giant plume of yellow smoke that spread toxic dust over the area. Before the construction site opens again, the city will start an intensive cleaning operation this week on Notre Dame's facade, the square in front of the cathedral, and surrounding streets. The plaza in front of Notre Dame Cathedral is blocked off, but people are still coming and taking pictures. There are families sitting on the pavement. Many of them unaware of the risk of lead exposure following the fire, like Cordelia Drew from London, who's visiting Paris with friends.
Did you know about this potential lead pollution problem?
I did not until you told me about it.
Just after the fire, police said the risk of lead exposure was very localized and advised area residents to use wet wipes to get rid of dust. Officials said lead tests at schools and daycare centers in the immediate area showed low levels of the metal. But suddenly last month, the city temporarily closed two schools in a neighboring district after finding worrying amounts of lead particles. This week, a regional health agency said that since the fire, it had tested 175 children living near Notre Dame. Only two of those had blood lead levels over the limit.
La première, c'est qu'on fait des nettoyages.
Paris Deputy Mayor Emmanuel Grégoire told French media that schools would be deep cleaned and tested before class was back in session. Authorities say they have taken proper measures, but it took 2 weeks after the fire to send residents lead safety instructions, and officials released a map showing lead levels only last month. The Environmental Protection Association, Robin Desbois, says authorities should have issued public warnings about lead earlier. The group filed a lawsuit last month, claiming officials failed to quickly contain the contamination. Jackie Bonamant, the association's president, was surprised authorities were not communicating more about the danger. Bonhomme says officials have downplayed the severity of the risk.
We believe the priority was to not hinder the economy and the business in the historic quarter of Paris.
The Paris prosecutor will have to decide if he'll open an investigation. People working in shops and cafes just next to Notre Dame tested negative for lead contamination. But when Notre Dame burned, wind blew the smoke to left bank districts southwest of the cathedral. Inspectors recently visited Pascal Londé's cafe near the Saint-Michel fountain to test for lead.
They told us to clean the terrace with water and not to sweep.
His staff might have to get blood tests. Londé says he's not worried, but still thinks authorities waited too long.
Ils auraient dû intervenir.
They should have intervened more quickly. 15 days, 3 weeks. Hey, there's lead. We're going to take care of this immediately.
Bonhomme from the Environmental Protection Association says lead pollution will be a problem for a long time in Paris, and that the Seine River will spread it even beyond the city. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganero in Paris.